Getting all the pieces of a data center infrastructure puzzle to fit together is a difficult task. Worst of all, if something goes wrong, data center admins can find themselves left in the dark if vendors refuse to offer support and instead point to another company's product as the problem source. Over the last few years, we've seen more data centers take an integrated approach, where one vendor supplies an entire data center's hardware, in an effort to help solve some of these problems. Hello, I'm Nick Martin, Assistant Site Editor with SearchDataCenter.com, and today I'm talking with Bill Clayman, Virtualization Architect for MTM Technologies Incorporated, to find out more about integrated infrastructure platforms and what factors IT pros should consider before adopting a single vendor approach. Bill, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Nick.
So, Bill, what are the trade-offs for integrated infrastructure platforms like Blade versus rack hardware?
Well, there's always going to be pros and cons with whichever technology platform an organization decides to go with. The key differentiator to understand are the clear business drivers for that company. For a given solution, both the rack mount hardware environment or Blade chassis solution could work very well. So let's look at it this way from an example perspective. You've got HP ProLiant rack mount servers that come in packing a huge punch. They're capable of hundreds of gigabytes of RAM and well over a dozen cores, depending on which core processor you're using and how many. Now, these machines, they can handle virtualization, application hosting, and just general server requirements and data center processing. The trick is understanding how this hardware plays a role in both long-term and short-term goals of your organization. The best way to understand it is to look at an example. You have a company that's rapidly expanding. They are looking to adopt a virtualized platform using Zen Server or VMware or Hyper-V, and they're going to need hosting servers, physical hosting servers. From there, they plan on streaming full corporate desktops as a part of their own bring-your-own-device-to-work initiative. Now, this environment is going to be ever-expanding and growing. So what is, arguably, the best solution for this scenario? If they buy standalone servers, administrators are going to have to manage each box individually or through some third-party management tool. They're also going to need to manage workloads, hardware profiles, networking to make sure that all of their independent servers work well together. Could this work? Absolutely. Standalone servers are wonderful devices. On the other hand, we have something that's more commonly known in the industry as integrated infrastructure. And there's a great example of this. Cisco recently released their Unified Computing System, their UCS, and it's a great showing on how far these technologies and these environments have come. So in using this kind of solution, an integrated infrastructure solution, the company in our scenario will have all of their necessary infrastructure components literally under one roof. Things like networking and switching, blade management, chassis control are all done under one single frame, under one GUI. Administrators can copy entire profiles, load them onto dormant servers for quick configurations. The point here is that management and growth become easier data center functions. Now, if that company were to still want to virtualize but knew that their computing demands were limited and they weren't growing as rapidly, then going with some rack mount servers might actually be the best option.
Okay, what do you see as the pros and cons of integrated infrastructure management?
Well, it's pretty clear that ease of manageability and growth are potentially some of the biggest benefits of going with integrated infrastructure. The management tools built around controlling and modifying Blade chassis have become extremely granular. Administrators are able to sign in and immediately view everything they need to know about their environment. So going back to our example and using the UCS GUI as that example, an engineer signs in, and the first thing they see are any critical warnings or errors in their environment. If they see an issue, they're able to drill down to the exact blade that's experiencing the problem and troubleshoot it all the way down to the DIMM slot if there's a problem with, let's say, the RAM. Managing hardware profiles becomes easy as well. So simply slide a new blade into the chassis, and you're able to copy hardware profile from one blade to the new blade and have it ready in no time. So that means deploying an entire chassis full of blades can take minutes instead of days. The cons are fairly straightforward here. One of the biggest benefits of using integrated infrastructure is the whole one throat to choke theory. However, there can be a bit of a downside to this as well. Remember, integrated infrastructure management is designed to specifically look and analyze the given environment. That means anything you place on top of that environment must be monitored in a different manner. Don't forget about workload management at the hypervisor level. Don't forget about backups and snapshotting, and of course, any required application management that goes into this as well. These will be standalone and they will need monitoring and management. So all these other peripherals that you're planning on installing on an integrated infrastructure need to be watched as well.
What are the issues associated with integrating separate, diverse platforms into an integrated infrastructure?
One of the first questions that's usually asked from any environment that already has an integrated infrastructure or has a heterogeneous infrastructure and they want to implement a integrated infrastructure, they'll say, well, what about compatibility? And obviously compatibility always becomes a question when unifying a diverse platform with an integrated one. That said, there's nothing that states that these two environments can't live and play well together. Before moving in any direction of an integrated solution, make sure all, or at least the major ones, all of the major components are compatible with your given systems. For example, if you have a SAN capable of only iSCSI connectivity, you may run into issues when it becomes necessary to connect to a fiber backbone. Also, make sure the switching environment can handle the new intensity of the blade environment. You certainly don't want performance degradation based on old switching infrastructures.
What are the main considerations when migrating from a heterogeneous data center into an integrated infrastructure platform?
Before moving into an integrated infrastructure, make sure there's a good business case for it. Look at the example we spoke about earlier, a robust company that's growing that has a direct demand and need for integrated infrastructure and having everything under one roof. The idea is to conduct research to make sure that your environment, applications, and your workloads can all handle this type of change. That means verifying your SAN is capable of handling new connections to a blade chassis and making sure that the performance will be there to back it up. Also making sure your switching infrastructure is set up as well. Older wiring and old switches can be extremely detrimental to a new integrated infrastructure solution. One of the best pieces of advice is just run a POC with a chassis of choice. One of the greatest benefits of deploying a solution, like we said earlier, like the UCS, is that it's always expandable. Start out with two or three blades, gauge the performance under normal workload stress, then by conducting a POC inside of your live environment, an IT team can quickly see how the chassis interacts with the existing infrastructure and how they can push it to move forward.
So far, we've seen slow but notable growth in the adoption of integrated infrastructure. Do you expect the same trend to continue?
There was an interesting post recently in Search Data Center in 2010. They awarded Cisco's UCS B230 M1 blade the bronze medal in their annual Products of the Year award. There were key reasons behind this decision. Blade and chassis environments, and this is important, are becoming more prevalent inside of data centers. As demands for consolidation, virtualization, and performance come into play, an integrated infrastructure environment becomes a very viable solution. This has become even more common since deploying an integrated infrastructure no longer blows an IT budget out of the water. Blade and chassis solutions have become more affordable and a much more logical next step for many organizations. There's been a lot of industry excitement and push towards these types of environments. In fact, full alliances and partnerships have been developed around integrated infrastructures. Recently, a fully validated infrastructure design was released by combining three top-tier solutions, Citrix, NetApp, and Cisco. That is, using a Cisco UCS chassis as the hardware platform, virtualizing workloads and streaming desktops with Citrix, and storing everything on a back-end NetApp FAS. Moving forward, as organizations begin to see the benefits of integrated infrastructure and how they can help them grow, I feel strongly that we're going to see a demand rise proportionally.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank Bill Clayman, Virtualization Architect for MTM Technologies Incorporated, for joining us today. I'm Nick Martin, and you can learn more about integrated infrastructure at searchdatacenter.com.